Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 17th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Hundreds of people flocked to a greenhouse in Winfield Monday to witness the colorful and pungent bloom of a rare corpse flower.
It's so weird and so wonderful. You know, this is Winfield, and this really strange thing is growing here.
We'll hear more on the extraordinary botanical event after the news. Officials who oversee colleges in Kansas will vote today on proposed tuition hikes at five of the state's six universities, KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
Last month, the Kansas Board of Regents heard tuition proposals from each university. All except Emporia State are proposing a rate increase, ranging from 3.5% to 6%. The proposed increases come amid state budget cuts and continued inflation. Fort Hays State is proposing the highest percentage increase, but its tuition rate would still remain significantly lower than the state's five other universities. Regents are also expected to vote on policies to comply with recent anti-diversity mandates passed by the Kansas legislature. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
Kansas advocacy groups are calling attention to high healthcare costs by taking part in a national movement called One Nation Overcharged. Beck Shackelford Wanganga of the Kansas News Service reports.
The movement, funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, is aimed at spotlighting personal stories of healthcare unaffordability. April Holman with the Alliance for a Healthy Kansas says her group is participating. She says in Kansas, healthcare prices have increased to a point of crisis.
We're hearing from parents who will maybe make that sacrifice for their children when their child needs health care, but then for themselves, they are not going to the doctor.
Holman says her group will talk to Kansas residents about health care costs at events this summer. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wanganga.
Officials with the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating a plane crash that killed 12 people in Butler, Missouri on Sunday. As Sam Zeff reports, federal investigators have taken a hard look in the past at the skydiving industry.
The crash, about an hour south of Kansas City, killed 11 skydivers and the pilot of the single-engine turboprop plane. The federal agency produced reports in 2008 and 2021 critical of the skydiving industry. Both reports called for better pilot training and more aircraft regulations. NTSB Vice Chair Michael Graham says every passenger should have the same safety as when they board a major airliner.
Any passenger plane operation should be afforded the same safety as that.
Graham says the wreckage should be cleared in the next day or two, and the NTSB will have a preliminary report in a month. I'm Sam Zeff.
A conservation group is sounding alarms over a Trump administration push to defund deep water research. And as Frank Morris reports, knowing less about what's going on in the ocean would be a direct threat to Kansas.
There's not a lot of oceanfront property in Kansas, but Jeff Waters with the Ocean Conservancy says the state is deeply affected by weather systems coming up from the Gulf of Mexico.
All of your weather, all of your risk, it all originates with the ocean. And your forecasts don't just depend on your local Doppler radar and your local forecasters. It depends on this entire array of global and national infrastructure.
President Trump wants to slash funding for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, especially ocean monitoring that forecasters depend on. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran has a lot of power to protect that research. He chairs the subcommittee that controls NOAA's budget, and hearings on the proposed cuts are expected this summer.
Sedgwick County leaders are considering a moratorium on solar energy projects across the county. If the measure is approved by the county commission today, it would be the second moratorium on solar projects over the past 3 years. A previous moratorium lasted from September of 2023 to September of 2024. The current proposal would institute a six-month moratorium on solar projects with a chance for it to be extended. The proposal comes as the county considers two large-scale solar projects. Commissioners have also approved moratoriums on data centers and battery storage facilities. Wichita State University will expand a program to help address a shortage of middle school science and math teachers in Kansas. The Teacher Apprentice Program helps paraprofessional educators become full-time teachers in grades 5 through 8. Under the expansion, WSU will accept 30 science and 30 math candidates. Enrollment is now open, with the first group on the middle school math and science track beginning in the fall semester. Kansas faces a significant shortage of science and math teachers, particularly at the middle school level. Last fall, there were more than 200 secondary school vacancies across science and math. A former assistant coach for Wichita State University women's tennis has been sentenced for child sex crimes. Max Wheeler was arrested in 2024 and faced 9 charges, 8 of which involved a minor between 14 and 16 years old. He accepted a plea deal, pleading guilty to 1 charge of indecent liberties with a child and 2 counts of indecent solicitation of a child. Wheeler was sentenced to 36 months probation with an underlying or suspended prison sentence of 68 months. Wheeler worked in a part-time temporary coaching position during the 2023-24 school year. WSU says Wheeler was not associated with the university at the time of his arrest. State officials have announced a list of more than 200 museums, zoos, and other attractions that Kansas families can explore for free as part of the Sunflower Summer Program. The program runs from July 9th through August 2nd. Kids from preschool to 12th grade can get free tickets to participating sites, along with one adult who goes with them. This year's list includes Boot Hill Museum in Dodge City, the Cosmosphere in Hutchinson, and Exploration Place in Wichita. The full list and details about the program are at sunflowersummer.org. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. A small greenhouse at Southwestern College in Winfield was the place to be Monday if you wanted to catch the fleeting smell of a rare event, the blooming of a corpse flower. KMUW's Meg Britton Mellish was there and brings us this report.
The Ruth Warren Abbott Greenhouse in Winfield is a kaleidoscope of colors and perfumes. Its 2 main greenhouses are home to about 3,000 orchids, one of the largest collections in the state. But those flowers might as well be chopped liver next to a gigantic plant across the way. The plant in question is a 25-year-old Titan arum, or corpse flower, if you're nasty. And the name isn't a comment on the plant's looks. It comes from its smell.
A dead fish.
Dead fish, but worse.
Pond water.
Pond water.
I did smell like, Percy?
Cat poop.
That's the best way that Ellis, Hayes, Ames, Hart, Emmy, and Percy Pipes Turnus can describe the aroma coming from the plant. Their mom, Sally Pipes Turnus, had another idea.
I thought it smelled like stinky shoes, which, having this many kids, I've come in contact with many stinky shoes.
People flock to blooming corpse flowers because so often they're everything garden plants are not. The corpse flower grows incredibly tall, smells incredibly bad, and withers incredibly quickly. The corpse flower is native to Sumatra, Indonesia, and is rare even on that island. Less than 1,000 remain. The plant starts as a corm, or tuber, and it takes several years to store enough energy to send up its first leaf. Then it takes several leaf cycles after that before the plant has enough energy to bloom. That cycle means you might only get 1 or 2 blooms a decade, and a plant that has a 40-year lifespan. Max Thompson is 91 and has now seen 3 blooms in Winfield. He's a retired biology professor, the director of the college's greenhouse, and what you might call the father of Winfield's corpse flower. Thompson is a nationally renowned judge of orchids. He was helping the Marie Selby Botanical Gardens in Sarasota, Florida on a project when he got to see its corpse flower. When the garden asked how to repay him for his help,
"What do you want?" And I said, "I want a piece of this." And so they sent me a little piece of it, which was about maybe a little bigger than a silver dollar. And so we raised it up from there. Why I wanted one, I don't know, but I can see now why I did.
That was 2001. It took 13 years of care by Thompson and Greenhouse Associate Director Brian Rinke to nurture the plant to its first bloom. Around 2019, the plant split in 3. One of the offshoots is the plant drawing so much attention. That plant sent up a shoot about a month ago. Last week, the telltale frills of the plant's flowers began to appear, and what looks like one bloom is actually a cluster of flowers that open in a magenta display when it's time for pollination. But it's not the color that attracts the plant's pollinator of choice. It's the
sweet smell of death,
as Thompson put it. The plant's center heats up, and the flowers let off the smell of something decaying. Flies flock to the plant, thinking they're headed for an easy meal. Then they leave disappointed, but hopefully carrying pollen to another corpse flower. Well, the flies are definitely on hand in Winfield. It's fans, not flies, that have the greenhouse buzzing. They help disperse the smell and create a small breeze for onlookers like Judith Zakaria. Zakaria says after seeing two blooms, she can't believe she's seeing a third in Winfield.
I've been here more than 30 years. People still think, what are you doing in Kansas? So I love to tell them about something like this because it's weird. Because I had to come to Kansas to see something like this.
For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on Into Music, veteran singer-songwriter Chris Stamey discusses the importance of working with people who know less than he does.
Working in the studio, particularly with people who haven't made a lot of records, is a good way to remember that I know a lot less than I think I do.
That's Into Music, this and every Thursday from KMUW. Find it at KMUW.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
So busy. Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.